This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny. We got Denise Sturks, Cal Hunter, and Todd Kunin. Cal Hunter is our producer. Hey, you know what? We roll in here. This is hour three. That's funny. A lot of our people say, oh, don't tell which hour, because some only listen to 2 hours or 1 hour or 3 hours of our show. Go to www.radiolawtalk.com if you're hearing this, and if they don't show, if you don't hear all 3 hours of our show, you can listen to the podcast. Call us at 855 Law Radio or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, we're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. Seek local counsel. Thank you for your emails afterwards. Do it at info at Radio Law Talk. We get a number of emails after the fact during the week. We thank you for commenting and listening. We really appreciate it. Again, if your local affiliates aren't carrying it, go ahead and, we have no problems patting ourselves on the back, but we like to thank new affiliate WMXI 98.1 FM from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Hattiesburg. Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Sorry,
we're not going to call somebody and ask.
But WMXI 98.1. If you're from there, give us a call and tell us about this. Probably beautiful, wonderful place in Mississippi. So thank you for listening in. Today we're going to talk about this third hour. We've been talking about Supreme Court rulings because a lot of them have come out. Again, a lot have come out. We're going to talk about basically the Dreamers case, which, you know, is important. And we're going to talk about the Supreme Court refuses to take up a very important and controversial case. And we'll talk about that's called denying cert. Denise will probably says she wants to get into why this is important, and this is where there's so many cases that have been coming down, Supreme Court ones. I'm getting some of them mixed up without my notes. I don't have my notes in front of me, but I believe this is the one where two justices that are generally on opposite ends of the decisions kind of agree on one thing. And then we've got to get to the James Brown case. It's bizarre. In fact, it's bizarre and crazy. And so we'll get to that for sure this hour.
Cal? Great question from Dennis here from Arkansas.
All right,
calling
Dennis,
very quickly.
Give it to me.
Transgender stuff, why don't they have a transgender race?
That's exactly what I didn't say that. You said, and believe it or not, that's what my wife said. Well, make it equal. They can just have a race with transgenders. But I guess that doesn't fly because that's the argument is we're not, quote, transgenders. We're now female or we're now male. And so that's, I guess, what the argument would be. But that was a great comment. That's what I've heard a lot of people
say. And that's also almost like segregation in a way. I mean, not quite as serious, but
yeah.
It looks like you're trying to put them in a box that's outside of what's
separate
existing.
But equal.
Yeah. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, and one other thing is that even though it's coming up right now, I wonder nationally how many transgender athletes you could actually field to compete in an event. I mean, right now we're talking about like the 100-meter dash in a women's event, and two of them are transgender, and everybody else are biologically female. Well, are those two the only two? I think that having a transgender category would make sense if there are more and more transgender folks
to compete.
Yeah, yeah. That, I think that would make complete sense. Right now, it'd be a race of two people.
Yeah, this is going to be interesting for sure, though. I'm telling you, this is because it's pitching two very important groups that have really stepped up and tried to get things equal.
I just don't think this is over, Fred, do you? I mean, even though there's a ruling here, I think this is going to keep coming up.
This is
going to
go on
way.
And on, yeah. And especially when it hits the Olympics. Because don't forget, all kind type of countries have different rules and laws, and there's some countries that are going to say, ain't happening.
You'd have to have the transgender and orientation, the gender orientation difference, too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, even then you're going to come up with such a difference of opinion.
I want to clarify when I said it would be a race between two people. I was speaking specifically to the Connecticut case, where I believe it was two transgender athletes were winning every event, and they were the four biologically female plaintiffs were suing to have that not happen in that jurisdiction, in that race. Those races would be a race between two people because there were only two transgender athletes even competing, as my understanding. I wasn't intending to say
in
that there
Idaho,
were only two
they've just said no. Idaho said no. Remember,
said
the
no.
legislature said we're not going to do that.
Thank
you, Dennis, for that question. Okay. Solution.
Yeah, so we're definitely going to get into this and talk about two more Supreme Court cases and James Brown, but let's roll our final case. Or no case, Cal.
Okay, we can do that. I hope we have a little time. We'll make this happen. We'll make it work.
Now it's time to play Case or No Case.
Yay!
Of course, what I did was I have to reset my browser. So, I you know what?
Let's talk about something else. Reset your browser. I want to talk about the Supreme Court rules about the Dreamers case. Now, this is where I brought up earlier the interesting thing that occurred, which was, just so you know what this is a program that allows young people to register with the government if they have a clean criminal record to obtain work permits if they were not born in the United States. Is that correct?
If they were brought here illegally as children.
And it assures them they won't be deported. Now, Obama did this or brought this called DACA. Law, is that what it's called? DACA?
Yes, Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals,
right.
DACA.
DACA. Well, I call it DACA. I believe there's a swimming company called DACA. That's why I say DACA. What's wrong with DACA? Is that a bad thing?
No, it takes me back to when we used to say, you know, minestrone or marina.
Oh, there you go. DACA. DACA.
Parmesan cheese.
Yeah.
They're making fun of me. Those of you out there, they're making fun of the host.
They're making fun of me, too, because I was marina.
I just don't know why I get made fun of all the time. But here's the point. Let's get to the point. The point is, the issue is, the new President Trump decided that he wanted to say, I don't want this anymore. And he's not going to – he just tried to take it to the Supreme Court. It's been through the system, and it came all the way up to the United States Supreme Court, and they basically said, no, you cannot, disallow this – DACA, Obama-led, law. But the reason they rejected it was not on its face. Why did they reject it, Todd or Denise?
It was pure administrative law. I mean, that is exactly what it comes down to, is because there's an act called the Administrative Procedure Act, which was adopted in the 1940s in response to the New Deal.
Right.
Okay? And under that act, you have to have a rationale to explain why you are doing something,
right,
especially when this was an executive order, and then the agencies kind of created rules around this executive order, and Trump is trying to repeal, if you will,
which he can,
that executive order. But there's a process by which you have to repeal those type of previously made executive orders.
And
the Chief Justice Roberts actually sided with the more liberal, and it was a 5-4 split, and he said that you have to actually follow the procedure.
Give good reasons. They didn't give enough reasons, and what they said is they remanded it back or sent it back to the Homeland Security Department to better explain why. So they didn't really lose. They just just said, you didn't explain it well enough. We're sending it back to you. Explain why more, and then we'll decide on its merits. So that's what's going on.
Exactly. And it would, he have to set forth a valid reason for revoking.
That's exactly right. Which
exactly
they didn't
it.
Have a valid reason.
They didn't have any reason except for Trump had done this. This is part of his platform when he ran for president.
Right. So anyway, that's coming up. I'm sure we'll hear about it again. We're going to talk about James Brown, and then we're going to have Cal's going to be ready for Case or No Case. We'll be right back.
This is Radio Law Talk. Don't go away. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Rossback here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to pennylawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
This is Denise Dirks. We can represent clients in divorce, legal separation, child and spousal support, custody, termination of parental rights, step-parent adoptions, guardianships, and even conservatorship matters. Call 1-877-886-7186 for a consultation.
The law offices of Denise L. Dirks provide family law services in Northern California. When the law affects your family, call 877-886-7186. The family of attorneys at Denise L. Dirks is here to help.
Hi, I'm Frederick Penny of Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. I bet you're tired of hearing lawyer commercials, so just relax and listen to music for a few seconds. When you or a family member has been injured, call 800-616-4LAW or see us at PennyAndAssociates.com. See, that wasn't so bad.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Is this real life?
All advertising for...
Yeah, let's do this case or no case thing, Cal, because the people at WMXI in Mississippi, 98.1 in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, want to hear what a case or no case is about.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Here it is. Nigel Sykes broke into a pizza restaurant and tried to rob it at gunpoint in the year 2010. One of the employees handed him $140. Sykes tried to run away, but another employee grabbed him from behind, wrestled his gun away, and got him down to the ground and proceeded to pummel him. So 4 years later, in 2014, he filed a lawsuit against the restaurant, the employees, and the police. Mr. Sykes wanted $260,000 for his injuries, which he said he got because of the way he was treated. He said, the employees beat me, they kicked me, they hit me with pots and pans, although later he changed his story. He said the employees kicked him and punched him, and one poured hot soup over his head. And he didn't like that. And Sykes claimed the employees had beaten him unconscious, and he did not wake up until he was hauled off to jail. And so, Denise Dirks, what do you think? Case or no case?
Okay, so he sued the employees, the police, and the restaurant. Is that right?
He sued it, filed a complaint. Near Seasons Pizza and the employees thereof.
Oh, not the police.
No.
Okay, I thought you said police. All right, so...
and by the way, he sued in federal court. If, in fact, it was a lawsuit, which I just gave it up. It's a suit, guys. 1 point for all of you. Okay, go ahead.
The hard part of this is, what's the theory of the suit? Okay, so we know it's a lawsuit. And the theory...
I'm sorry, I'm laughing. I'm Seinfeld thing. Well, I think it's not a case, Cal.
Oh, gee whiz.
Yes.
I am so sorry.
I'm betting it all, Alex.
Well, the mystery...
Have you guys seen it go to Seinfeld? Kramer's so far ahead.
Oh, man.
He doesn't even have to bet anything, and he wins. And he's like, okay. I bet it all, Alex, and he loses.
He sued for personal injury and assault and battery against them, and that it because he had a gun, it was determined that he loses because they were using reasonable force to protect themselves from him.
Okay.
So he loses. Nigel Sykes loses. And that's stupid because it wouldn't be mentioned by Cal if he lost.
Mr. Penny, what do you...
even though I don't necessarily agree with this, but it's clearly a case. I guess I got to say that. But the answer is, were these employees in immediate danger, or did they use excessive force? And I'm saying you're bringing this up only because the answer is yes. It was the courts held there was excessive, that there were not in immediate danger because he was fleeing. It was excessive force, which I don't necessarily agree with because, look, hot soup over him, that's a good way to do it. Just pour the soup over him. But you know what? Between you and I and the fence post, my mama said, that guy got a gun and he's running away. Don't go chase him down for $140. Take the $140 and we'll deal with you later with the cameras. But anyway, I say case, and Nigel, the criminal, wins.
Hmm. All right, Mr. Kunin, I'm sure you have a legal theory.
Not that
on this.
I agree
You'd be
with
glad
it.
To share with us what it would be.
No case, double points. I'm going to say that it is a case, and I'm going to say that Nigel prevails for this reason. Fred is correct. Look, when a private citizen makes an arrest, they're allowed to do that, and they are able to use any amount of force that a reasonable force that an officer would use. Here's the thing. According to your statement, once they wrestled the ground, he took the gun away from the guy, and they didn't pummel him until after they had disarmed him. Once they disarmed him and he had several employees, the need to continue pummeling went way down.
Unless they were,
and that is why he wins because they beat the tar out of him after they took the gun away.
Well,
the girls
started worried that he could have been violent enough or big or who knows. We don't know. But
could have been prophylactic pummelage. They were just doing it to prevent future getting pummeled.
I think the soup on the head.
Trojan defense.
I think the soup on the head is the best one.
No, that is.
That's
good.
It. That's it. We're beat up. You robbed us. We got our 140 back. George, go get the soup and pour on his head. All right, here's chicken noodle right on your head.
Didn't you say that they also continued to beat him after he was unconscious?
He was unconscious.
It would have been tomato soup, we wouldn't have sued.
Chicken noodle soup. There you go. I like it.
Pepperoni for the soul.
I have about a minute or so.
Oh, don't do it. No, let's set this up this for the people. We can let's filibuster. Okay, let's talk about what's coming up.
I want you to think if a guy has a right in a case where he is he initiates the contact here by going in and committing a robbery, does he have a right to say, hey, I broke the law, and you hurt me when I broke the law and put your life in danger? That's not fair. By the way, give me some money, please.
Well, interesting. There's case law in different jurisdictions where you set booby traps for people, for criminals, and the criminals have won cases on that. Not that
where the criminals were up on the roof and they got stuck on the roof and they sued and they won money.
Yeah. Through the roof in Redding, California. That's right.
Yep. Isn't that crazy? Yep. And I'm a plaintiff's lawyer. I'm all for that. But anyway, I don't know what I'm for anymore. I'm a radio law talk host. I'm a business owner. I'm a lawyer. We'll be back. Let's just hang out with us, all right?
Why don't you tweet us at Radio Law Talk or call us at 855-529-7234.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your...
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The head of the World Health Organization said the coronavirus pandemic is accelerating and that more than 150,000 cases were reported yesterday, the highest single-day number so far. In a briefing, WHO said nearly half of the newly reported cases were from the Americas, with significant numbers from South Asia and the Middle East. He said, we're in a new and dangerous phase, warning that restrictive measures are still needed to stop the pandemic. The warning came that the virus is still spreading fast and the toll would be especially great on refugees, more than 80% of whom lived in mostly developing nations. New York City's Phase 2 reopening has been approved for Monday. The phase allows New Yorkers to dine and drink outdoors at restaurants and bars, shop, get their hair trimmed and styled, and take children to playgrounds with all social distancing and face covering. Governor Andrew Cuomo said, today we've done a full 180 from worst to first. We are now controlling the virus better than any state in the country. This is USA Radio News.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Council.
That is Armadillo.
Now, Radio Law Talk continues. Here's your host, Fred Penny.
A knife is a legal weapon, but doesn't always mean that death will...
Well, hey, wait, we're online. We're talking about lethal weapons.
Yes, hello.
But Cal's point is we're talking about lethal weapons.
Yeah, just because a weapon is designated a lethal weapon doesn't mean that it always results in that. It just means it has the capability.
We're talking about Nigel Sykes, were we? No.
Yes, we were Nigel Sykes in our case or no case. They caught us in the... See, folks, let's just say, when we go to break here at Radio Law Talk,
we talk,
and we get in the middle of a debate, and we're debating things, and so what you heard when we came back was we were in the middle of a debate over some things, and we continue to talk about it.
Yeah, so we don't sit here and, like, hang out and go have a break. We're still sitting in our chairs talking about legal... And this is legal issues.
Look, the lethal weapon issue came up because in our case or no case, the guy had a gun. And they took the gun away from him. They took the gun away from him, but then continued to pummel him and hurt him.
And throw soup on on him.
And throw soup and pots and pans.
I can't believe they had soup on him.
And so we were talking
tomato,
about the
chicken noodle.
Yeah. We're talking about
chicken noodle.
The lethality of a weapon, the lethal nature, and whether or not it continues to be such after somebody's taken it away from you.
It had to be lobster bisque if it was lethal.
I think you're right. It was lobster bisque.
Oh, yeah, that'll kill you.
What do you got there, Cal?
Can you see him holding him down? Take this lobster bisque, stick it in his mouth.
That'll teach you.
All right, here's your 140 back.
And Sykes' first 2011 complaint, which is different than his most recent one.
Oh.
He claimed an unknown person robbed him at gunpoint and then forced him to go inside and rob the pizza place.
What?
He said, yeah, like remember that movie where they put a bomb around the guy?
Yes.
He said, I complied with the robber's commands and proceeded to rob the establishment. He wrote in 2011, he added that he informed the employees that he was being forced to do the holdup by someone else. They didn't buy that, and they whacked him with the pots and pans anyway. A federal magistrate recommended that the judge above him dismiss the lawsuit, but a federal judge allowed it to proceed until it was eventually dismissed. Mr. Sykes filed his lawsuit in prison. He wanted $260,000. At the time of his arrest, he was on the hook for robbing other pizza restaurants, two fast food locations, and at least two other convenience stores. So this is a bad guy.
Yeah, you're not a good lawyer. The lawyer said, look, we'll take $200,000 or a couple of pizzas. Now, we have the option during mediation and settlement conference. All right, $200,000. I want it right now, $200,000. Well, we're offering nothing. All right, we'll take two pizzas.
You want to hear something anecdotal about two pizzas and a lot of money?
What?
We've covered this before. Bitcoin.
Yeah.
We've covered cryptocurrency.
Uh-huh.
So back in 2000, I think it was 2010, 2011, the very first purchase using a Bitcoin, some guy in Florida bought two Domino's pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoin. 10,000 Bitcoin got him two Domino's pizzas. You know what Bitcoin trades for right now per coin? About $9,500 per coin. That is like, what, a $95 million purchase if he'd waited 10 years and hung on to his money.
Cal,
the pizza was real
question.
Good.
It was good.
I have a question for you. I know I got two, but did guys... Because
we get one.
Did they get one or because
they get one because
them?
I'm a dope.
Yeah, no, that's right. We get one.
Either that or you just get one.
Let's do two.
Okay.
Hey, let's talk about the Supreme Court.
You'll take the 2 points. Right?
Let's get back into the Supreme Court again and talk about this. This is the one we've talked about, this very important case, a controversial case that they denied cert. What denied cert means is the Supreme Court, they send cases up, say, okay, this is what the appeals court believed and what the appeals court said. We want you to go ahead and hear this case. And the answer is, you know, yes or no. And if they deny cert, it says, we're not going to even hear the case at this point. And this is about the qualified immunity for police officer case, about the qualified immunity doctrine. And Todd brought up an important point here is, though they just denied cert this week, this was coming up way before any issues that have happened in this country. This was filed way before that.
Yeah, this decision, the basis for the request to the court had nothing to do with any of the things that have happened that you've seen on the news since January. I mean, it hasn't been based on that. I mean, this is a case that got started a long time ago, was litigated up to the federal court, and then the federal court made a decision, and then it got appealed to the Supreme Court. It's been going on a while.
Right. And so what the qualified immunity is basically the idea behind it is protecting police from frivolous lawsuits and giving them a little bit of, like they say, quote, breathing room in order to, they're not getting sued all the time for what they're doing. And obviously that's
on their job.
And that's the heart of what's going on right now. But there's two things under the current law is, the first question you ask, did the police use excessive force? And secondly, if they did, should they have known that their conduct was illegal because it violated, quote, clearly established prior court rulings? And what's happening is a lot of these cases, these lawsuits against the police are being thrown out. And so, there's people who want the Supreme Court to rule on this to see if this needs to be softened, I guess, and make it easier to sue the police departments or police officers if they do anything while they're on duty. And the answer basically is we're not going to decide that.
Yeah, yes. And the you know, the problem that people find with the current law as it relates to whether or not you can get past qualified immunity to sue a police officer is this. You know, the potential plaintiffs are going to argue that there's probably as many ways to use an unlawful use of force as there are instances of unlawful use of force, because the circumstances are so varied. But the law is being interpreted to say, well, wait a second, unless you can find a case where a court decided something on a nearly identical circumstance that you're posing, and that court decision said that this conduct that you're talking about is clearly barred, you can't do it, unless you can find that, then you can't move forward with your case because it doesn't pass muster under qualified immunity. And the issue here is, well, if you can't even start a new case, well, then now your pool of cases to choose from is very narrow, and no new instances can be added to it. And so that's a problem. And they wanted the Supreme Court to say, hey, readdress this, because you guys came, because this standard we're talking about came from the Supreme Court, and you guys need to readdress this. Now, the interesting thing on this here is that all but two of the judges agreed that we're not ready to hear this type of case yet. They denied cert. But the interesting thing are the two judges that said in their dissent, no, this is something we should have taken a look at, because the two judges are on the opposite ends of the political spectrum. One is very conservative and one is very liberal, and it is Justice Thomas on the conservative end and Justice Sotomayor on the liberal end, and both of them said, no, we really have to readdress
this. It's time. It's ripe. But you know what I think why the majority did not? I think the majority did not because of politics, but because it could have a bad impact on what's happening in today's world. I think that has to be a consideration. But more importantly, what was the cases that brought this issue to light before the Supreme Court? Were those cases ripe? Did they have a conflict in the circuits? Did they have a conflict in the judges' decisions? Were there anything that made the Supreme Court have to step in and say, we have to, you know, resolve this conflict? And right now, it's just not ripe for, you know, the SCOTUS review.
And you know what people don't realize is all they hear about is the Supreme Court, what they're ruling. There's so many cases the Supreme Court says, that's why we have an appellate court. Let them decide. We're not going to decide it.
Yeah, the appellate court, it's not going to be repercussions. We don't necessarily agree or disagree with them.
Yeah, let them make the decision.
Exactly.
And that's why they have the appellate courts. And the vast majority of them never get past the appellate courts.
That's right. Like the California sanctuary rules.
Yeah,
that case also was a rejection by cert. And that was the California sanctuary rules, where the justices Thomas and Alito, voted to hear it, and it was an appeal by the administration. They voted to hear it, but the rest said, no, we're not going to hear it. So they let stand the Court of Appeals decision that it was valid, that it's a state's right versus a federal right issue.
I don't remember what that was about.
So the issue here is there were some cities within states that had told their local law enforcement issues, state law enforcement officials, do not aid the federal government when it comes to taking in immigrants and here illegally. And the Trump administration appealed that, and it made it up to the court saying, look, they can't do that. They can't pass this law that guts our
federal. Right.
And the Supreme Court said, we're not going to hear that right now.
Right.
Not right now.
And the same line is the gun cases. So we'll have to talk about the gun cases, because it was very, very similar to what happened in the sanctuary case.
Yeah.
We're going to be back. We're going to talk about the one that we've been trying to get to for a long time, and that is James Brown, $100 million. Who gets it? And who gets all the copyright stuff? We'll be back.
Great questions, and we'll answer them next on Radio Law Talk right after this. Don't go away.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Hi.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault.
a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic. No batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And Denise Dirks with a personal invitation to you who have a business that could benefit from a little national exposure.
Radio Law Talk is heard in more than 35 markets across the United States, and Radio Law Talk provides that opportunity.
Some of you have listened to the show and thought, my business should be advertising there right now. We agree.
So email info@radiolawtalk.com.
And we'll get right back with you.
Let us help your business grow in multiple markets. Email info@radiolawtalk.com now.
Infectious diseases spread by pests like malaria, Zika, and Chagas disease are causing a worldwide health crisis. Fortunately, here at home, we don't face the same level of threat, but we shouldn't let our guard down. Mosquito-borne diseases like West Nile virus and Zika are impacting communities across the U.S., and Lyme disease spread by ticks is on the rise. Whether around the world or just around the block, get the facts you need to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
Todd has a kitty.
What does Todd's cat see? Boys are weird.
You're listening to RadioLawTalk.com. And now back to your host, Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Thank you for all of you listening to us for 3 hours ramble on and enjoy ourselves. Denise, Todd, and I, and Cal, we really have a good time doing this show. Thank you so much for those of you loyal listeners that that email us and call us and tweet us. And I wish we could give out another shirt and another Radio Law Talk mug. We got to figure a way to do that, Cal. So if we can figure a way, that someone wants a mug or a shirt, I don't know. Maybe they should just call me right now.
You know, I agree with that. I just got a text from someone listening to the show who said, I was wondering if after the last few months, if climate change is still considered the maximum existential threat, or has it dropped in threat level and been replaced by something else? Maybe civil disobedience.
I still think the funniest meme, and again, you can't laugh about a lot of this stuff, so serious, but it's the one guy just literally posted and said, now, what do I wear today? What gear do I wear? My coronavirus gear? My
climate change gear?
What gear is it? What is it this week? And it's a lot of interesting things going on. It definitely makes us think a lot. But at Radio Law Talk, we love doing our show. We love being politically neutral. In fact, our shirt says, when you're tired of politics, radio, right? Listen to us and laugh a little and know there are serious issues going on. James Brown, let's talk about this bizarre case. Denise, you wanted to talk about it. I want to talk about it too, but I'm going to let you lay this out from the beginning. Again, he's worth, 2006 when he dies, Denise, he's worth $100 million. He has wives and ex-wives, correct?
He does.
And he has children. He has foundations also, and he's got an estate, people to help him take care of his estate. So why don't you lay it out? Lay it out.
Well, there is something called a nullity of marriage. That's when you seek to annul your marriage. And under that theory, of it's not a divorce, but it is a determination that either you were not legally able to marry, you are not, you lack capacity to form the consent to marry, either by age or by some mental illness, that you did not cohabitate together and actually consummate the marriage. There's a lot of different types.
What's that mean, Denise? Could you go in details for me about that?
That means having marital relations.
Oh, like shaking hands and stuff.
Well, yes, that or...
And stuff, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
All right, let's move on.
Snoring in the bed.
Snoring in the bed.
Yeah. I was married for 8 years, so yes, it was just shaking of hands.
Perhaps that was the problem.
So he was married...
Oh, we're now into Todd's divorce.
Well, no, it's just... It reminds me of The Simpsons, where Homer met his long-lost father, who is apparently now a polygamist. And Homer says, wow, that must be a lot of stuff in the bedroom. And he goes, whoa, hey. Hey, I said I had 18 wives and I had 18 girlfriends. So, it was different.
Oh.
Not go crazy here.
Yes.
All right, sorry, Denise.
I apologize. Go on.
Well, nothing like taking me away from the subject. Okay, so James Brown died. He was on his fourth marriage.
Okay.
And he filed an annulment because he said that
of the fourth wife.
And he said that never properly got divorced from her first husband.
Got it.
And so what had happened was she had filed 14 years early an annulment from that first husband. Apparently her story was that first husband, and he didn't show up at the divorce. So she got the annulment. And what she said was, he had told me that he was married to three other women, and all he wanted was to get his immigration status, and his green card, so he married me. We never consummated the marriage.
He left at the day of the wedding. He took off.
Yeah, he took off. They never had basically a normal marriage.
This is James Brown's final wife.
Fourth wife.
Fourth wife before he died.
That's right.
Got it. Okay.
And so James Brown dies before he actually gets his annulment. So there's no finding as a relationship between his fourth wife and him. And in California, by the way, we would call her a putative spouse. That meant maybe their marriage was not legal, but she's still going to be treated as a spouse for certain reasons, right? But this is not a California case. And this just caught me. The South Carolina Supreme Court justice said that the annulment between the fourth wife and her first husband, Ahmed, was, quote, unquote, in rem judgment. What that means is it's not in personam because he wasn't there. There's no personal jurisdiction over him. But it was in rem because that's where they had property and stuff to divide. And that is personal as between those two people, and it's not binding on James Brown or the world.
Okay, wait a minute. Okay, that's confusing. All right, so let's back up. I get it, but this is you need to grab your chart, ladies and gentlemen, and do this flow chart. We got James Brown worth $100 million, his last wife before he dies, he's married to her, and he tries to get a divorce, and he tries
annulment.
Mm-hmm. He tries to do annulment. He drops that. He actually doesn't do it because he drops it because he finds out that there is an annulment from this wife from her former spouse. And then he dies. So technically they're still married. Again, there's $100 million involved here. And what happens is now there's a big fight as to who gets the money because she's claiming it goes to her because she's the surviving spouse. Not to his children. Or at least my understanding is he might have put something that goes to them during their marriage, during their lifetime, but not all of it. And she is trying to get the money, and they're going, wait a minute, you were never legally married to James Brown because your annulment wasn't proper. That's their argument. That's James Brown's estate and his children, because nothing really happened in that annulment, never what took place. And the Supreme Court says, ma'am, basically, yes, it was legal and it worked properly, but it doesn't apply to James Brown. Is that what does that mean?
Well, it means that finding that she was her marriage to Ahmed was annulled is not binding on James Brown. So his estate could now say that it was not a proper marriage.
And they were never married.
And that they were never married because she was still married to Ahmed. Because in a lot of jurisdictions, an annulment, the grounds for annulment is based on fraud, right?
Nice.
And not based on other things. So she still would have had the duty to show a proper divorce and or not a proper marriage to Ahmed. And maybe she couldn't show that.
That's
who
true.
Knows?
Well, but
she's not going to be treated as a spouse.
Wow.
That's what this decision does. And she had negotiated with different companies over his copyrights and over his book of business and all these, I forget what they call it, you know what it's called, but it's basically his songbooks and
catalog.
The rights that he
catalog.
Has. Catalog, thank you. And she actually did it so that she was going to benefit like five times more than his children would benefit.
And now it's
and
all
going away.
Oh, I feel sorry for the people who did the agreement with them. Whoops, I guess it's not. They could sue her now saying you didn't have proper authority. So
yeah, that wasn't nice of her to do that.
That was so not nice. But actually, who would have thought the Supreme Court would have come down with that? That's a bizarre ruling.
That is very bizarre because, as I understand it, the annulment between her and her first husband was granted. So, whatever.
Yeah.
Well,
maybe
it's time.
Maybe that can be part of your quick take.
Okay.
Your quick take ready? All right, Mr. Kunin, you go first on our quick take.
So going back to the DACA and the need to follow the Administrative Procedures Act, think about that the next time you hear a politician saying, on day one, if I'm elected, I will repeal this act, this act, this act. They can't do that.
Well, they can try. Denise, your quick take?
Yeah, when is a judgment not binding on the world at large? When you're James Brown.
He doesn't feel so good now. And Mr. Payne.
Hey, first hour we talked about bizarre divorce cases. Remember, there's an easy way to avoid divorce. I tell you, it's a simple rule. Yes, ma'am. We're going to be back next week. Join us, Fred, Todd, Cal, and myself, Radio Law Talk.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.